No, it's permanently closed. I was mistaken. The one we used to have here is permanently closed. I think Auburn has one. Opelika has a record, a vinyl store.
A Wendell would know. He's
He was there this weekend. He was in Opelika this weekend for Record Store Day. Was this weekend? Oh, so
Billy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot going on out that way. The 280 Boogie in Auburn.
Bucky's
Festival. Bucky's, yeah, coming and going. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg and his fitness company, F45, saying they screwed him out of $10 million. You know, I really don't care who wins or loses that. It just doesn't make any difference to me. All right, the top three boyfriends and girlfriends from books, according to a survey of all the boyfriends and girlfriends in books.
Our survey said...
Noah Calhoun from The Notebook, Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey, Edward Cullen from Twilight. The three girlfriends, Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like I'm reading nominations.
I'm getting that idea, that image as well.
Well, it's because I'm wearing my formal hoodie.
Our friend Emily was a big fan of 50 Shades.
Her and Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
Well, that whole 50, that's what gave birth to the term twice a day Mel Brooks.
Yay, fun.
Bella Swan from Twilight, Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. John Travolta got his role in Pulp Fiction because he sold, or rather, he did Quentin Tarantino's finances.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He's a man of many diverse interests. Doesn't he have that? What kind of plane does he have?
It's a 707 on his private property in Florida. And Qantas Airlines tried to give him a 747, but something that big was just beyond his upkeep budget.
I told you yesterday I'm going to be on a 717.
I've never heard of those.
Came out in 2013.
I always wondered why Boeing went from 707 to 727, 37, 47, 57, 67, 777, 787.
Now 87, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh. Kevin Bacon went and visited the Footloose High School 40 years later.
Where's that at?
In Footloose, Virginia. Morgan Wallen has opened a mouth ever since the chair throw of last week. He's been kind of quiet. He said he didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some good folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior. I accept responsibility. I think he should still go to jail.
Oh, I think so.
We, you know, you really regret it. You regret that you got caught.
He's the bad boy of country.
In case you were wondering, Hillary Swank thinks that cis actors should be able to play trans characters. Repeating, Hillary Swank says cis characters should be able to play trans characters.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Michael Douglas went to Parents Day at one of his kids' colleges and was mistaken for a grandparent. Well, I mean, he did become a dad a little bit late in life.
He's going to be in our next series that we're watching, right?
Ben Franklin. It looks pretty authentic, too.
Yeah, he's talking. Who's
this? Civil War kept the top spot at the box office. Just $11 million over the weekend. The movie theaters are all crying the same song these days.
I'm dying over here.
Okay, what's your name again?
They're going to need another Barbenheimer summer.
AP.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks says Rick Moranis cost him a lot of money on Spaceballs because he kept making everyone laugh, including Mel himself.
That's an underrated movie, I thought. Some people hate it.
It looks like
Spaceballs.
It's okay. It has its moments. Yeah. I like Combing the Desert. That made me laugh. CSI Vegas and So Help Me Todd canceled at CBS. Cast members have been announced for the Office spinoff. I really wonder about that. If that's a good or a bad idea. That's pretty much it for the Chief and Traffic. Who's on the line?
AP's got traffic.
All right. Well, let's get everybody's attention.
We have a fire.
Traffic calamity.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say?
shut up. Good morning. What you got?
I'm just going to let you know, inbound to downtown at Madison and Capitol. South Capitol Parkway, there is a car accident, and it looks like they're just not getting the fire out. But the whole way in on Madison is blocked right now.
We appreciate that. We'll get that information to Skipper. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All All right. At 7:05, you guys, have you had your caffeine yet? We need them.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Hey, good morning. Here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, which will be open tomorrow through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2. You need to know those hours, but really what you absolutely need to know is that it is by appointment only to go in there. And it's not like you got to be somebody special to do it. Just make the call and talk to Troop Booth and set up an appointment. That's it. 260-0066. That's the reason that you got to do that is because it's just Troop Booth. When you deal with Heirloom Jewelers, every time you do, every single time, with every little communication, you're going to be talking to the owner of the company. Every single time. They're located on Vaughn Road. 6948 is the address, but it's right there near Watchman Drive. You can see it right there from Vaughn. And you can go by there and, well, you can call ahead and talk to Troop about what he's got in stock. You can see what they've got in stock by going to their Facebook or Instagram page or going to their website, which is heirloomjewelers.com. It's unique jewelry. It's one-of-a-kind jewelry because it is passed down generation after generation, which also means it is very old jewelry as well. And if you have jewelry that is very old, that is estate jewelry, that has been passed down generation after generation, there's likely some value there. Troop can tell you the value of that, and he can help you get it sold if that's what you want to do. Possibly he wants to buy it from you. That's very possible. Or you can turn it into store credit, something like that. It's all available to you, and so is Troop Booth from Heirloom Jewelers. All you got to do is call him, 260-0066. I think you can also text that number as well, and you'll get a response back. 260-0066, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
The Idiocracy. I'm posting something here. It's very important. I finish this. This afternoon, 3:15 to 5 on at News Talk Post.
See that multitasking? Look at that. It's posted.
We're not going to take a deep dive on it this morning, but let's face it. The original intentions of Earth Day and what's going on now are two completely different things. And David, he just doesn't spew opinions. He puts facts on these things. So I just posted it on Facebook. So before you get sucked in, give it a read or at least consider a second opinion on this most sacred of days to the communists. We are at 7:08, traffic, and then a fresh edition of SRN News. Random facts coming up.
Looking pretty good all around the area, but traffic is building. We're beginning to see more cars inbound on I-85 southbound, 65 southbound, and 231 out of Wetumpka. Our natural morning building of traffic has begun, and it will be busy in just a bit, but right now we've got it all clear for you. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup. soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The National Association of Backyard Gardeners,
in conjunction with your local True Value hardware store,
present the Better Homes and Gardens Hot Rod Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship. See top weekend gardeners and their monster lawn tractors battle it out.
In a sod busting,
turf building,
yard mulching,
wood hauling,
bird bath moving, frenzy of fertilizer.
See Bob the Green Thumb Johnson and his nitro burning, methane belching, belt driven Yardman 500.
Lay down a 2-foot path of wood chips in only 60 seconds.
See Ed the Number Cruncher Fluxman and his rear bagging Toro 6000.
Dig a 20-foot in-ground sprinkler trench before the sun goes down.
It's grass cutting,
weed eating,
snow plowing,
lawn tractor action. The Better Homes and Gardens Lawn Tractor Pulling Championship.
Be there.
Be there.
Be there.
Be there.
I will.
Be there.
Shut up.
Be there.
I got tickets.
Be there.
And bring your camera.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at Tahina is 7.
The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A high-ranking Israeli military officer, the head of military intelligence, has stepped down 6 months after the horrific Hamas terror attack that ignited the war in Gaza. There is growing speculation as well as concern that North Korea could soon launch a banned satellite. The North's latest missile test is heightening that speculation. Opening statements later today in a New York criminal trial, it could keep former President Trump tied up in court and off the campaign trail for up to 2 months. Mr. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He has pleaded not guilty. On this first day of Passover, there's no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. A rabbi at the university urging students of Jewish descent to go home and to stay there, saying their safety on campus cannot be guaranteed. Dow futures up 203 points. More details at srnnews.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It's so hard waking up. Need 7 cups of coffee just to be alert. I pour it in my cup. Feeling so tired on my way to work. Got so long until it's Friday night, a 40-hour week. Need to be energized, give me that sweet caffeine. I need a coffee, make it supersized to get up and go.
Oh, I think I passed 7 a while back. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 7:15. Random facts coming up at J, as always, followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question. The Again, our thanks today to Wiley Poundstone, who brought us this enormous jar.
Have you tried it yet?
No, but we got a note from Lisa.
Yeah?
Lisa. She says, I was listening this morning, 422-24. The bologna is called Ring of Bologna. It's a Michigan thing, picked up or not picked. I'm surprised Greg nor Rich didn't know what it was. Greg talks about summertime in Michigan on the lake. I thought he would have had it at some point. It's delicious. Try it.
You know, I'm certainly a little curious, and I think I will before this morning is over.
Well, I think I'm going to put this on Jay. Jay, I want you to open that.
What?
Open that jar up.
Why can't you open it?
I'm busy.
I don't want any of it.
I'm going to try it.
If you want it, it's in there. Open it up. Have it.
I think you're being prejudiced. Prejudice is contempt prior to investigation.
I don't want any of it.
I was thinking about frying up a, you know, slicing it and frying it maybe. Or
it looks like a bologna sausage, but not, you know.
Looks like a bologna snake.
Yeah.
It's the slithery D. Anyway, thank you, Lisa, for the insights on that. We really appreciate it.
You give me the inspiration to at least try it.
Yes.
If it's bologna, if it's pig's feet, I'm sorry. I don't care. I've been in the South since 1974, but I've never...
It takes a while to get used to seeing those things displayed in the butcher case and stuff, you know? And the ears, too. I mean, I don't mind them when they become dog treats, but I don't want to see the...
Nah.
Yeah. 17 after 7.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
It's late in the season to be this chilly. And we got down to 41 at the airport this morning. The record is 38. But, you know, it's not going to last long. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature around 70. That's way below normal. Clear, cold tonight. Jacket weather, low 42. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by afternoon with sunshine and a high around 77. We'll be near 80 on Wednesday. Lower 80s on Thursday with more sun. And mostly sunny mid-80s on Friday and Saturday with dry through the weekend. So that's a good forecast, especially in April. I mentioned last hour, we've only had 7 tornadoes in the state of Alabama in April, this April, so far. And, you know, you take a state like Ohio, which has had 40 so far. So very unusual that the South is getting skipped, and that's okay with us. But usually we are the focal point and not Ohio. Right now this morning, let's see the cool spot, Greenville at 42, Prattville 43. It's 46 at MGM at 718.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Time for hard news brought to you by Penny and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Anti-Semitizing would be the act of being anti-Semitic, right?
Yeah, well, that's true, I guess. Yeah.
It's astonishing. And it's the same people that called Donald Trump Hitler that are doing this. Now it's Ilhan Omar's daughter who says she's homeless. Hang on, I need some musical accompaniment for this garbage. Hang on 1 second, friends. Ilhan Omar's daughter says she's homeless and cries poverty after being suspended from her $90,000 per year college over anti-Israel protests. People turning up in the thousands. The president of Columbia, you know, I mean, have you ever seen so many dipsticks in one place in your life?
The whole college is closed today. It's virtual learning.
Yeah, by the way, everything is closed here today, too.
What is today here?
Confederate Memorial Day.
Oh. That's amazing that that's still being celebrated.
Is it? Today's Passover.
Can't they both fall on the same day?
I suppose. I don't have that listed, but I have Passover here, so... And I know that's a pretty big holiday.
Yeah, it's a major. That's
yeah.
A big
deal.
Well, the pressure's been on. At least they've arrested some of these twits. and she was among them. So how does somebody who's impoverished and homeless attend a $90,000 a year college? I would love to know how that works. Brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and team at Penny Earn are the very best of the best. And, you know, when it comes to investing in concrete, you want to see the receipts. Okay, you make all these claims that you're good and you've done this and that. Show me. And you should ask, because there's too many people that claim expertise with concrete that really don't have it. With Penny Earn, they have a portfolio on their Facebook page that is absolutely breathtaking. Things done with concrete I did not know could be done. And it starts with Tom Latham. Tom Latham, founder of Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, and he's a guy who's, in the early years of his business, spent most of his time being called into situations that were done improperly the first time. Those people didn't get their money back, but they got the horrible result from it. So Tom came in and so many things have to be considered. Quality materials, mm-hmm. B, reinforcing the job because of our sandy soil here, and more. So when Penny Earn sets out to do it, they're going to do it right the first time. And again, look at the pictures and videos, too, of stamped concrete pours, landscaping, walls, things that could be done with concrete I did not know could be done. Their number is 284-9292. You'll love Tom Latham. He is high energy, full of ideas, wants to help. 284-9292, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
You are correct. Today is Confederate Memorial Day.
It is, yeah.
So, but you mentioned it's Passover.
It's Passover, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, oh my goodness, 722 already. How did that happen? We've got to salute Matzo Man today. So we'll do that later. And I have to get convoluted intros ready for random facts, too. It's going to be very busy here in the ensuing minutes.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A Montgomery man injured in a motorcycle crash last week has died. 18-year-old Izmir Harris died in the hospital over the weekend after being involved in a wreck with another vehicle on Tuesday. The accident happened on Vaughn Road near Briargate Drive. A weekend police pursuit in Pike County reached speeds of over 115 miles per hour. Robert Corey Lee was consistently clocked at over 100 miles per hour on a two-lane road when deputies tried to pull him over. Lee eventually crashed, and police found nearly a pound of methamphetamine and other drugs in his vehicle. Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of its futuristic 2024 Cybertrucks because the accelerator pedal can become stuck, causing the vehicle to unintentionally accelerate and potentially cause a crash. Notification letters are expected to be mailed to owners in June. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 22nd, 1937, the world welcomed little baby Jack Nicholson.
Is it a boy or a girl?
You can't handle the truth. It's a boy. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson, a star is born.
And now, a shining example of hard work, Jay Scott with Random
Why,
Facts.
Thank you very much. Shining. The
yeah.
Shining.
Look, it's Monday.
Yeah.
You get the passable, but okay. You didn't screw it up on Monday. By Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to be really, really amped up.
I missed it. But I do have...
Oh, is that the bologna?
Uh-huh.
I thought it looked like ice cream. Actually, now that you slice this bologna, it looks more like a... Well, let me get another. What do you think this looks like?
Quack!
In a cup.
How's that?
No, it's...
It's pickled.
This would fry up really nice.
Mm. It's flavorful.
Thank you, Lisa, for inspiring us. And
I'm watching Rich eat it. It's not the most convenient to eat.
No. I don't think this is for doggies. Sorry, pug.
I don't know. It's probably mixed in with everything else that they usually eat.
Well, this... What does that skin look like
I
to
mean,
you?
Yeah. I'm not...
There's a little cannibalism in this.
I'm not going to partake.
Well, it's not pig feet.
Did you know?
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
The pronunciation of this state is a state law.
Okay.
In other words, you have to pronounce it this way by law of the state.
Let me say Arkansas.
You're correct. Good job. Pronouncing Arkansas as Arkansas is required by Arkansas state law. If you were to pronounce it Arkansas, which is how French explorers spelled what they heard local Indians say as their name for the region, which Americans spelled as A-W, not A-S.
Huh.
The 1881 law honors the French spelling, but the Indian pronunciation.
How about that?
So in other words, we'll get the best of both worlds. We'll keep your spelling as the French did it, but we're going to pronounce it like the Indians did.
Jay, you're really missing out here, buddy.
I am perfectly fine.
This is so good.
It is really tasty.
And you know what, Rich?
Mm.
This is the perfect snack to enjoy while listening to Random Facts.
You know, that occurred to me.
A bit of bologna and mustard.
You know,
for your Random Facts.
Whenever I'm in Arkansas and...
Yeah. Did you know platypuses, the old duck-billed platypus, they produce milk. The milk oozes from the surface of their skin. It also contains powerful antibacterial proteins in it as well.
But so the milk comes through the skin?
Yeah, it's like they sweat milk.
And it's a platypus?
It's a platypus, yeah.
So how does a baby platypus lap up all that milk?
Did you know?
I find a reason to play that every day, you know.
Yeah. The world's oldest continuously inhabited Christian monastery is St. Catherine's Monastery on the Sinai Peninsula. It also has the oldest continuously operating library in the world.
Really?
As well, yes.
How old is that?
The oldest.
Well.
That's how old it is. The oldest. I can. You know what? I'll look that up and give you an idea of exactly.
I'm really
how
curious.
Old it is.
See what the oldest possible overdue book is, and what the fines would run up to.
It was built in the 6th century A.D.
Wow.
Wow.
By Byzantine Emperor Justinian I. So yeah, been around for a bit. Did you know, when we walk, we swing our arms, you know, as we're walking, you move your arms back and forth. What that does is it makes us spend less energy, plus allows us to walk faster than if we tried to do that. If you ever tried to walk without moving your arms?
I don't think so.
Give it a shot. You probably will now. Everybody listening will give it a shot next time they're walking around to not move their arms. Now, for a little... you got to make a conscious effort not to move your arms back and forth, don't you? But, like, the next time you're out walking the dog, don't move your arms.
Okay.
Try it.
Remind me.
Like, don't just do a couple of steps in the room.
Yeah.
Like, actually, when you're walking, don't move your arms. did you know, for over 100 years, the Belgian Army has had a service that has been removing a yearly average of 250 tons of World War I and World War II unexploded ordnance.
I'm not surprised.
From around Belgium.
In fact, it's not just Belgium.
I imagine, yeah. 250 tons.
Wow.
And on a yearly average. That's a lot.
Wow.
Did you know the costliest natural disaster in the United States?
It's not Katrina.
Well, this isn't a specific one. It is.
It is okay. So,
in other words, it is the costliest natural, like a volcano is a natural disaster.
Okay, flooding.
Yeah.
No flooding.
Not flooding. Although I'm sure flooding came about because of these things.
Fire?
Nope.
Okay.
It is the costliest natural disaster in the United States is severe convective storms.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Yes.
Those mesoconvective things.
Yep. Not hurricanes. watching you eat your bologna tube.
It's really good.
It's really, really good. Did you put the mustard in?
I did.
Hail and tornado is specifically what this is referencing, but not hurricanes. In 2023 alone, severe convective storms caused north of $60 billion insured losses.
Wow.
$60 billion. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the year without a summer. We've talked about it before, but we've got some more information about the year without a summer, which was 1816. We're going to tell you, we're going to talk about the solar system and the scale of space. I always enjoy talking about just how large space is and how vast it is and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you an idea of that, or just how large everything is. We're also going to, we've got a baseball random fact for you, specifically talking about the World Series. I won't tell you the year, because you'll just easily get that, but I'll try and see if I can give you something to guess on there. Got a random fact about Sony and the president of Sony. And we'll tell you about a diner in Denver, Colorado. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
Picked up some beautiful ribeyes yesterday at Food Outlet.
Bet you're going to be picking up some tube bologna now after you had that.
How long is it if you stretch it out, I wonder?
Did it say on the jaw? I don't know.
I'm going to look. I'm curious now.
It'll wrap around the earth three times.
You should do a whole random facts, 11 of them, on just two bolognas.
Well, you guys could do more of them now since you've actually tasted it.
Oh, boy.
It's good.
It is good.
And I think fried bologna.
You really want to fry some up, don't you?
You're going to have ribeyes tomorrow because I picked those up at Food
Out. Yeah, that's fine. Ribeyes over
the two bologna, yeah, sure. Not a problem.
And four beautiful steaks in one package, and I think the total was like $16.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
That same thing would have cost about double that at almost any other store.
Steak
or
and eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But that's not the only value. In the meat department at Food Outlet this week, chuck roast, $4.56 a pound, Western-style pork ribs, $1.37. And family packs of drumsticks, fresh USDA chicken drumsticks, $1.18 a pound. And it's time to start celebrating that greatest of meals, Beanie Weenies! And they're helping by offering Bush's Baked Beans at $2.56 for the large can. That's about 28 ounces. Here's the thing. Everything is cost plus 10 at Food Outlet, but then they do these specials on top of it. I happened to stop at Wally World over the weekend. I needed a part for something. So I wandered over to the food section to see what they were asking for the 24-pack of Coca-Cola cans, all flavors. It was about $4 higher than the way Food Outlet has it priced at $9.99. That's called the suitcase pack. They've got them by the stack. Grab one. 3-pound bag of yellow onions, just $2.50. And it's time to light the grill. You got to start practicing for Memorial Day. Char King Charcoal, always the best price. 15-pound bag, $5.77. And if you really need a donut, what's better than Little Debbie Donuts? $1.72 with all varieties included in that. Or if you just want straight sugar, 4 pounds of Domino's sugar, just $3.18. So you have these markdowns on top of cost plus 10% pricing, which is why you'll save throughout the entire store. Food Outlet with locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Authorities are working some accidents. We have one at North Capitol Parkway at Madison Avenue. That is a three-vehicle accident. And a second accident, 6500 block of West Fairview. That is also a three-vehicle accident. Please watch out for emergency units. Elsewhere around the city, we've got a lot of incoming traffic now on 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 and 85 inbound to Montgomery. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Well, McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call 5Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, he's back, kids.
Thanks, Mr. Boodle.
With
random facts.
Wow. That was tight. That was J. jam up the jellies.
I didn't hear the first one, so I assume it went well.
Did you know 1816 was the year without a summer due to very low temperatures? People believe the sun was about to extinguish as large... Can you mute that, pull that music down some? Thank you.
Sorry.
I know, you're on your phone.
It's important stuff.
What's a new phone? Of course you're going to be on it. I totally understand. You get a new piece of tech, you're going to, you know, use it all the time. The people thought the sun was about to extinguish because large sunspots were visible on its surface. I don't know how they know this in 1816, looking at the sun. We've realized that you should not do that.
Right.
But they were spreading doomsday panic that the world was going to end. In actuality, the cause was due to a large volcanic eruption, the largest in human history, Mount Tambora. During this summer, that is when we got the Scream painting, the one with the watercolor Scream painting thing, due to the skies and people's doomsday panic. Also during that year without a summer, both The Vampire was written, one of the first novels about vampires, and Frankenstein was written during this time as well.
Mary Shelley.
Yeah. They had a whole thing they were doing because they were just hanging out together, and they said, hey, let's see who can write the best horror fiction or whatever, and they came up with that. did you know, if you took the solar system and scaled it down to 1 millimeter, our entire solar system, that is all of our planets all together, and you scale it down to 1 millimeter, the nearest other star for the solar system would be 23 feet away.
Wow.
From 1 millimeter.
Well, I gotcha. Yeah.
So, yeah, the next star from us is a very, very long way away. Although I think it's getting closer to us.
Well, I mean, you can always say you're sitting close to Rich Thomas.
Ah!
He's about,
about 23 feet away. did you know this World Series featured two teams that shared a home stadium? Also, brothers playing against each other, and the last tie in World Series history.
Shared the same stadium?
Yeah. This World Series year featured two teams that shared a home stadium.
Now, did Ebbets Field, was that... Greg, I'm asking you.
Yeah, Ebbets Field, yes.
Was that... Did they share a park? So this World Series shared the same... These two teams shared the same stadium.
Well, that was the COVID series in 20.
No.
Then it was...
This World Series featured two teams that shared a home stadium together. It featured two brothers playing against each other, and it was the last tie in World Series history.
We
got to go way back to like 1903.
Okay, so was it in St.
Louis? You're in a ballpark.
Was it in St. Louis?
You know what? I don't have where. I have a year, but I can tell you where because I'll just look this up.
Important. Give me the year and I'll give you the team.
That's important.
Well, I know you can do that. I'm trying to see if you can base it off of...
I'm going to say it was in St. Louis.
It was not.
Okay.
New York.
New York is correct.
Right.
But so the polo field? Polo field?
Polo grounds. Polo grounds. Yes.
Oh, boy!
What were the teams, you know?
The Giants and the Yankees.
The Giants and the Yankees. What was the year now?
22.
Yes, there you go.
How did that work? How do I know this? Why don't I know something that's of real importance?
Right? I know.
But you know what I learned that when I was a kid, when I first got into baseball, I studied the history. I mean, a lot of that just stuck.
That's it. That was the one. Did you know the founder of Sony hired an outspoken critic of their products so that they could make better products? The idea is fantastic. You get the most outspoken critic and say, hey, come join us, and when we produce something, tell us how bad we did so we can make it better. And that's exactly what they did. 20 years later, by the way, that outspoken critic then became the president of Sony. So, yeah, good on him. And finally, did you know, in 2020, the COVID year there, a diner in Denver, Colorado... on the side of their menu, they had something called stupid questions. And it was for 38 cents. So you could order a stupid question, and that would be charged to your bill. And it would be 38 cents. And some customers would purposely ask stupid questions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you ask stupid questions, you'd get charged that. So some customers would purposely ask stupid questions to get the charge added to their bill for asking a stupid question, which I don't know. How much is water, I guess? I'm not sure exactly what some of the stupid questions would be. But there, I guess the menu had a list of stupid questions and 38 cents to ask them. Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, it is 7:46, and we will be back with that $20 food outlet pop quiz question in just a moment. I would like to talk about Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. That was funny because he mentioned it to me when we were talking about doing a predict-a-thon the next time we have to like elect a pope. You could really do the Duncan and Son predict-a-thon for a lot of things. But it won't be long. We'll be doing it for this year's college football season. And there are so many other things involving the two great universities that bring our state together. The War Eagle location, if you want to call it that, that's Mitch. And one of the reasons we do this is because they're such a great family. The Duncans are, I mean, Don and I talk frequently. And, you know, we're both... Why not dial it back a little bit, you know? I work so hard, but he says the same thing I do. It's all about family. And he is such a great man in regards to family. That's his priority one. And in that spirit, make sure that anybody in your family that's driving is driving a car that's been well looked after, taken care of, the maintenance is updated. It has good tires on it. And that's love. It really is. That's why all three Don Duncan locations carry major name brand tires, wholesale price, because Don worked, it took him months, but he now gets his tires directly from every manufacturer. That's a wholesale price to you, and they always give you a price that includes installation. They can handle basically any repair. They accept car insurance, repair policies, state-of-the-art diagnostics, talented people, and they take your excuses away. So if you've got work or some other commitment, but your car needs attention, let them know. They'll get you to your office, get you back to your house, so you can continue with your day while they take care of business on your behalf. With three locations, Mount Duncan and Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are ready for today's $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that this animal basically sweats milk. What is the name of the animal that produces milk through its skin?
272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. Get in with an answer, win the food outlet gift certificate, or do a follow-up question and qualify for some great prizes at the end of the week. 272-9228. We're standing by for your call right now.
Authorities are working some accidents. We have one at North Capitol Parkway at Madison Avenue. That is a three-vehicle accident. And a second accident, 6500 block of West Fairview. That is also a three-vehicle accident. Please watch out for emergency units. Elsewhere around the city, we've got a lot of incoming traffic now on 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 and 85 inbound to Montgomery. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Well, McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and we're ready for a winner. Hang on. I did not put my call board up yet because I've been busy, really, really busy with important things. Oz going to Ford to talk to Oz.
the all powerful and mighty. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd have to say this was a duck-billed platypus.
Platypus is correct.
Hang on.
Sweat smell.
I have dinger delay. There you go. So you want a $20 food outlet gift certificate. Hang on. Now, we do follow-up questions. We go to, oh, she gets her own personal hotkey introduction.
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
So, hey.
Good
hey,
morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to answer the question.
Yeah, well, it's already been answered.
It was okay.
Platypus, but I got another one for you.
Okay, what's the other one?
This World Series shared the same home field. In other words, these two teams shared the same home field. You can either give me the city or what two teams? Or both?
Okay, I don't know the teams, but I was thinking Detroit.
Oh, no. Sorry. But thank you.
But let me just leave you with this.
Rachel.
You must call again because I love that name and I have a special hotkey to announce you.
Rachel.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have
you.
Great week.
Take care. All right. See ya.
It should be J-Tom.
Hey, J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, this state has a law of how to pronounce the state name.
Arkansas is
correct.
Or Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas.
There you go. All right, not far from the Ozarks. And we finish up with Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve. All
right. Good morning, Greg. You give us a shining example every Monday morning of how to get the convoluted engine started for the rest of the week. I'm looking forward to it now. You set the gauntlet. You've thrown it down. You said it's the rest of the week.
I established such a high bar, don't I?
Okay,
right.
It's a two-parter, buddy. The World Got Series it. Shared the same home field. What was the home field, and what were the two teams?
The home field was the Polo Grounds in New York City, where they make salsa.
Yeah.
And the two teams had to be the Giants and the Yankees.
Correct. That is right.
I bet you Greg would even know who played on the team back then.
Hey, do you know? You remember the year?
I can name a few names.
Do you remember the
1922.
Year? 1922. That's your boy. You got it. You got it.
Well,
man.
You know. Greg inspires me with his baseball history every time. It's just amazing. So
thank
you,
Steve. Have
a great day. It's a beautiful day up on the lake.
Thank you.
It's nice to have my intelligence acknowledged.
You should post that picture of that jar that I sent you.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to start during the weather coming up.
Okay, 10-4.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Chilly jacket weather morning out there. Very late in the season to be this cool, but at least we're not in the Northeast where it, they're looking for a killing frost tonight in many states, but not us. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 70. Clear, cold tonight. Jacket weather again, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially comfortable in the afternoon with sunshine, high 77. We'll be near 80 on Wednesday. Lower 80s on Thursday with more sun, then mostly sunny mid-80s Friday and Saturday. We're dry through the weekend, so really it's a good forecast. Right now this morning, well, the actual low was 41, but we're up to 46 now at 753.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, we have the Wall Street Business Report and more coming up. And next hour, we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And it's all about beer.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. automakers General Motors and Ford face a challenge in common when they report first quarter results this week, explaining to investors where profit growth will come from in the months ahead as electric vehicle growth starts to slow. American Express first quarter profit surpassed Wall Street estimates on Friday, driven by an affluent customer base that increased spending as recession fears receded. Procter & Gamble raised its annual profit forecast on lower commodity costs and as consumers, particularly in the United States and Europe, kept buying its pricey Tide detergent, French retailers will have to notify shoppers when products have been reduced in size without a corresponding cut in price in an effort to tackle the so-called shrinkflation. Shrinkflation has become a headache for consumers as households have struggled to cope with dwindling purchasing power in the face of surging inflation in recent years. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
We have a new accident, I-65 northbound. This is going to be right near Westgate at the park. Please watch out for the rightmost lane. They are off on the right side of the roadway, but please use caution there. Got a lot of folks walking around. We also had an accident a little earlier reported at Vaughn Road at Seaton. Traffic is very busy inbound on I-85 southbound at Chantilly on past Taylor. I-65 southbound across the Alabama River Bridge. They're loading up there. A lot of traffic out of Wetumpka now on 231. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here are some Earth Day tips. Remember to turn off the water while brushing your tooth. Donate to causes that protect our natural resources, like rivers, forests, and the Kardashians. Only flush the toilet once, twice if cops are at the door and you have a lot of drugs. And avoid wasting packaging by only ordering Taylor Swift's new album on vinyl, or cassette, or compact disc, or anthology, but not all four. Oh, what the heck, screw it, order all four. Hashtag Swiftie for life.
It is 7:59 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There was a survey done on America's most walkable